Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood, and I'm here at my podcast, Tap Into Your Body Confidence, with my favorite colleague. We're on number six in our series of six, Anika Jameson.
Hi,
And
everyone.
hi, and Anika, tell us what you're up to and where people can connect with you.
Sure. Thanks for having me once again, Stephanie. I am the founder of Your Intrinsic Image, where I guide women who are ready to be seen with a deep desire to embody their intrinsic image by revealing their inner beauty, power, and presence. You can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at yourintrinsicimage.com. And if you're interested in working with me, I can be emailed at anika@yourintrinsicimage.com.
Said. And you can find me at bodyawe, bodyawe.com. Anika knows I love coaching women entrepreneurs to integrate better business skills into their business and also to enhance their confidence. My body knowledge system and my experience owning, creating, and managing several profitable businesses. Now, our number six in our series is around, I'm looking at my notes, discovering your hidden talents to connect more. Discovering your hidden talents. Now, I coach the women I work with around this. So where would you start with having them connect or understand their hidden talents?
Well, part of your intrinsic image is being able to be in your true nature, right? Without being externally referenced. And so once you can connect to that, you may find out that there are things about you that you may not have ever noticed before because you're tapping into what's inside and you're not comparing it to other things outside of yourself. And so you may realize that there are things that you actually like to do that you probably never explored before. And in realizing that, it may allow you to put yourself out there so you can be part of a different community or maybe even making new friends.
So what I'm hearing is two things. One thing is your environment. I want to touch on that. As a coach, I bring my clients to notice the energy in their environment, which could be their relationships, their thoughts, their furniture. It could be anything. And if that's giving them a feeling of I'm being myself. I mean, have you ever been in a situation where, I know it could be a while. When was the last time you were in a furniture store?
Oh, it's been a long time.
But imagine you're there and you're going with a loved one and you say, oh my God, look at that. That makes me feel so beautiful. And he or she is going, no. So who do you listen to?
Well, the thing is if you're the one that's getting the furniture for yourself, you need to go with what you feel. And if you feel connected to that piece of furniture, whether it's the style or the color, then you go with it. And I think we've talked about this before. It's nice to have the opinion of others, but then it still ultimately boils down to what works best for you, right? And we were having a conversation earlier, right, where So where it come where we talked about here, this is what I'm thinking, right? And then you gave your opinion, but then ultimately the decision was up to me as far as what I wanted to do, right? What feels best for me. So connecting with others is always a good thing. However, it still comes back to you being the common denominator in all of it.
To be very challenging, especially with somebody you might want to please,
Correct.
somebody you want to like you better.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had that happen to me the other day, and it just felt so awful in my body trying to please that person.
Right.
And the happy ending is it all worked out by me acknowledging my own truth.
Correct. Correct. And
So
that
your message is honoring your own truth helps you to connect not only to yourself, but to others.
connect with others. Yeah. And maintaining, and once you do that, that's where you'll maintain good relationships, right? Because it all it's the connection that you're making with someone else is based on the connection that you've already made with yourself.
Oh, repeat that. That was gorgeous.
The connection that you made with others is based on the connection that you've already made with yourself. So when you try to do it in the reverse order,
Oh,
that's where we get a lot of conflict,
and
right?
who needs conflict? Why would we want conflict? We want to go
Conflict.
la-di-da on our day and be happy. And yes, but note there could be conflict in standing up for yourself.
Correct.
Ooh, that I don't. I have that happen a lot. What do I do?
Well, the thing is conflict is part of life, right? It happens, but the good thing about conflict, there's a resolution. But it's learning the lesson in the resolution, right? Where the conflict is coming from, why is it happening, and being in a place where you can resolve it. And even if it's with someone else, a friend that you're having conflict with, not because you have that conflict, it means that the relationship has ended, right? It doesn't mean necessarily worst case scenario. It just means here's an issue that we need to talk about because it's not settling well with either one of us, right? So you bring it up, you address it, you find a resolution, understand the lesson in it, and then you move through it. But when you're connected to people that are connected to you because you're connected with yourself, the resolution will come and you'll be able to move through it. It won't be the end all be all of a relationship.
Most importantly is when we do have these connections, we learn about ourselves
Yes.
more. So I keep hearing about this isolation that people are creating for themselves. And I don't know about you, but just like in the grocery store, if I meet someone for a nanosecond, I learn more about myself. I don't, what is that? It's a thing.
It is. And because every experience that we have is it's to give us something. Like no experience is ever in vain, right? There's something for us to get out of everything. Sometimes it's something big. You may have a big, result as a result of the experience, or it might be something minor. It may be just when you go to the grocery store, just saying hello to someone. And that very person that you're saying hello to probably needed that hello because they were having a rough day and no one spoke to them all day long. And you just having a kind word served them. And so that in itself is an experience.
Yeah. The experience of connecting is crucial
Yes.
to discovering your own. And why did you say they're hidden talents?
Hidden talents. Because in you being, okay, let's say for instance, with that same example, you telling someone hello, that's being kind. And you may not have ever acknowledged yourself or identified yourself as a kind person, but that was a kind act. Right. And so, in you realizing that, like, oh, I just did something nice today. And then it's like, oh, maybe I am a kind person. Right. But you wouldn't have had that, ex you would not have had that acknowledgement within yourself unless you went to the grocery store and said hello to that person. Right. So, it's those nuances that happens that allows us to see, oh, there's this thing that's there. And it may have always been there, but it took that one incident for you to recognize it and acknowledge it.
And then you have more fun with it. You do
Yeah.
it more because it feels good, it's happy, it's funny.
Yeah. And another thing too is in connecting with others, they may see things in you that you don't see in yourself, right? Like if
Well, I
ever.
hope it's only good things.
Yes, that's what I mean. It could be something good. Like my ex-boss, one of the things she told me, she was like, "You're a great negotiator." And I'm like, "I am." And she goes, "Yeah." And she gave me different scenarios, where I work through. And she goes, "Because of your negotiation skills, you were able to get us like the best price." Right. And so that was something I never noticed within myself because I just thought that was part of my job. There goes my earring. That was part of my job, right? But she noticed that in me. And after that, I was like able to acknowledge it. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm a good negotiator. So being mindful of that, going into discussions with people after that, I realized that that was a skill set that I had that I hadn't been aware of until my boss pointed it out to me.
And
And on
again,
that note,
because
I'm going
I'm
to take you down
really,
here.
oh no, she, I mean, obviously the connection with your earring is not stable, and that's okay. What is the message? I don't know. But here, Anika, I know we made this very short and sweet today, but what is your message? And tell us how people can connect with you again.
My message is in connecting with yourself, you connect with others and find out what your hidden talents are, right? And it's beneficial to you and the other person as well. So knowing that connection is always going to be a blessing. For you as well as the other people involved. And so if you would like to connect with me, I'm on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at Your Intrinsic Image. And you can also email me at Anika, A-N-I-K-A, at yourintrinsicimage.com.
Beautiful transition. I couldn't have done it better myself. And you can find me at bodyawe, bodyawe.com. Look out for my new book, The Body Knowledge Entrepreneur: Navigate Your Style for Better Business Success. It sounds like a lot, but it's really, really good. And with that said, Anika, I'll see you next year. And
Yes,
thank
well,
you for your energy, and we're good.
yeah, it's been a pleasure bringing to you this intrinsic series, and I look forward to 2024.